City Council will come to order, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Here.
Mr. Corley?
Here.
Mr. Howe?
Here.
Mr. Lattiser?
Here.
Mr. McAllister?
Here.
Mr. McElroy?
Here.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Sinappi?
Here.
Ms. Travis?
Here.
Nine present.
Okay, Councilman Corley, if you could lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States, of America
and to the Republic
for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Before we get started, I was just going to read into the record that this meeting is being conducted by virtual Zoom. the following options are available to access the meeting. You may access or participate in the meeting using the Zoom application on a smart device or on a PC via the web at zoom.us and clicking on Join a Meeting in the upper right of the page. The webinar ID is 9787869794. Anyone wanting to participate via telephone may call one of the following numbers. Non-toll-free numbers. While most mobile phone carriers do not place an extra charge on customers for toll calls, it is up to you to check with your carrier concerning potential charges you would be responsible for. The numbers, the non-toll-free numbers are these are all U.S. numbers, 1-646-558-8656, 1-301-715-8592, 1-312-626-6799, 1-669-900-9128, 1-253-215-8782, and 1-346-248-7799. The toll-free numbers anywhere in the U.S. are as follows: 1-877-853-5247, 1-888-788-0099, 1-833-548-0276, and 1-833-548-0282. Please note, if you experience trouble connecting via a toll-free number, please try the next number on the list. You will then need to punch in the webinar ID, which again is 978-8786-9794 on your touch-tone keypad. While everyone joining the meeting will be muted, if at the appropriate time during the proceedings you wish to ask a question, you may, if using a smartphone or a PC, click on the raise hand icon. The meeting moderator will then ask for the participant having raised their hand to be unmuted. After the question, answer, and any further discussion, the participant will be muted again
and will need to click on the raised hand icon or punch in *9 to ask another question. If phoning in, punch in *9 on the touchtone keypad. The moderator will indicate when it's your turn to comment, ask a question. That's the instructions for the public. We're going to go to executive communications. I don't believe there are any under general communications. I just wanted to thank the members of Ward 9 and the city, but in particular the my constituents here in Ward 9 for electing me to this post now for 22 years. I grew up here in, I think we moved here in 1968 to this neighborhood and have called it home ever since then. Went to all the public schools here and actually started off with the Budlongs at Cedarhurst Nursery School many, many years ago. And then went to Cedar Hill, Windman, and Tollgate, and very much enjoyed my time on the council and a lot of the things that we were able to accomplish. And I think Councilwoman Travis would probably know, but I think it's close to 40 members that I've served with over the years, and God knows how many members that she's served with. So again, I thank everybody that I've served with and the constituents for electing me 22 years to this post. Are there any other general communications from council members? Councilman Lattisaw.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. It has been a distinct pleasure serving with you over the last 8 years. You have served honorably in your capacity, both as members of committees, both as the councilman of Ward 9, and also as council president. You've also had the courage many times, many, many times over the last 22 years to stand tall and stand hard on the very difficult decisions that have to be made. Particularly, you have been known for looking at the big picture, looking at things in the big picture, understanding the business sense and costs of the decisions that as elected officials, we have to make sometimes those decisions, not always pleasant, other times very difficult. And you've always done that. You've never turned. You've never refused to take a hard stand on things. And you certainly had no problem drawing the lines in the sand. One of the things I'm going to particularly miss about Council President Steve Merola is the history that you will be taking with you as an elected official here in the city of Warwick. We are very fortunate to still have Councilwoman Travis here, who also has 20 some years of history. History is something that takes a long, long time to understand, to appreciate, and to be able to benefit from the experiences that you have in your recall in making these decisions. So I want to wish you the best of luck going forward. You certainly will have more time to spend devoting to your family and your career. And I wish you all the best, and it has been a pleasure serving with you. Thank you.
Thank you. And I was remiss in also wishing Councilman Cawley good luck in his future endeavors. And I appreciate all the hard work that he's put in over the years. This job to me has always been about debating ideas and voting your conscience. And I think that's what we all strive for. To me, this has never been a matter of personalities or who we like or dislike as individuals, but what we strive to do together to come to the best solution and the best legislation that we can come with everybody's input, whether you agree or disagree with somebody's opinion on something. And I think that that's probably been the most rewarding part of the job, seeing things like the Walk Land Trust come to fruition, or being able to preserve Rocky Point or Barton Farm, or all the other issues that have come up over the years that we've worked hard on, all the school bond referendums. When those things come to fruition, it really makes this job worthwhile. And I encourage everybody to keep working hard and moving forward. And I'm sure that the city will go in the right direction under everybody's leadership, and that we're doing the best we can now under COVID-19 and real difficult situations. So I wish everybody on this council and the next council and the new mayor the best for the new year and the upcoming years.
Mr. President, I'll just hold my comments for Councilman Qualley after he has an opportunity to speak to it.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anybody else that'd like to speak? Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I also would like to say congratulations and well-earned after 22 years of serving on this council. Congratulations on completing the terms honorably and serving, finishing off strong as the council president to Councilman Corley. It was an honor working and serving with you on this council the last 4 years. Some things I'd like to identify, as I said, I want to make it an issue to point out some positives, Mr. President. On Saturday, December 19th, the Warwick Fire Department escorted Santa throughout Warwick. I want to say thank you to Chief McMichael and the professional uniform services of the fire department. It was a great success. Everyone who saw it on the Facebook and the personal posts, it was something else. This goes along with the challenges that we as a city are facing with COVID. I can say assuredly that the reason why, one of the things that all the departments have done is try to somehow put some normality by thinking outside the box. And we have two departments, many departments, but there are two departments that have the ability to go out and reach the community that have done it. The other is the police department. On December 10th, Mr. President, they donated $6,248 through the patch, the police department patch initiative, to veteran anglers, a Rhode Island, or mostly it started in Connecticut to Rhode Island, at Direct Services Veterans. In total, they have donated well over, they have donated well over $35,000 to local nonprofits to, again, a way of reaching out, opening up their doors, reaching out and trying to kind of help the people that are being impacted by this change of lifestyle that we're so used to. Also, Warwick Police Department conducted a toy drive that filled an entire cargo container, as well as joined the Santa at the Warwick Police Department joined Santa at CCRI for letters to Santa drop off. It is under the leadership of Colonel Rick Rathbun, the community police under Captain Lima, and Sergeant Higgins that have kept these services going and have put the Warwick Police Department on the top when it comes to serving the community and kind of changing and transforming the idea of what a police department does. I would like to now, speaking on Ward 3, another very positive, and I would definitely welcome Councilwoman Donna Travis to join me on this. I'd like to give a huge thank you and shout out to Speaker-elect Joe Sicarchi. He secured the second largest grant in the state of Rhode Island of $419,000 to go to Mickey Stevens for the environmental impact. The reason why I asked Councilwoman Travis to join me on this, Mr. President, is because obviously right where Mickey Stevens is on the border of her Ward 6, but also on the border of Ward, it's in Ward 3. And our businesses, the businesses that are on Sandy Lane and the businesses of West Shore Road, would benefit so much from seeing Mickey Stevens revigorated and made into a stadium, into a sports complex that would welcome people from all over the region to come and use sports. One of the comments I hear again and again from the voters of Ward 3 is what a waste this is and how disappointed. And I'm proud to say under Mayor Solomon, when I went to him when he first came in as mayor, I told him one of the top four things, as I passed on also to Mayor-elect Picozzi on November 30th, one of the top things that I want to have done, I want to see go through, is the upgrades and the completion of Mickey Stevens, where that can once again become a shining. We already have the businesses there. We already have the infrastructure. We just need now the sports complex in that area, just like with Oakland Beach, that we can develop and bring it back to another way to bring back the community and bring in economic development. So I can't thank Speaker-elect Joe Sicarchi, Representative District 23, enough for securing that and bringing that into Warwick. And then finally, I would like to say that, Mr. President, one of the things I'd like us to discuss in the future, and I'm saying this to all, I'd like to see if we can have the Water Department. I'm sure all of us have gotten numerous phone calls on why the bills were so high. And one of the things I think maybe would be worth talking about is maybe having someone, a representative from the Water Department, come in and speak to us on that. And I just want to inform the rest of the council that I plan on docketing at the end of this meeting that to happen. Mr. President, thank you so much for this extended time, and thank you for your service to our city and Councilman Corley.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman McAllister.
Thank you very much. I also would like to thank Councilman Marola for his 22 years of service on the city council. This is a big responsibility, and to do it for 22 years. Just to put that in perspective, Councilman, you were my councilman when I was in high school. And so I'm not calling you old or anything. I'm just letting you know, you've been doing this for a long time. So congratulations to you. Councilman Corley, it has been great serving with you these last 4 years as well. Thank you for your service to the city of Warwick. And I know that you were serving the city before that as well. I believe you were on the zoning or the planning board before that as well. So I just want to thank both of you for your service to the great city of Warwick. Thank you.
Thank you. I just also was remiss as we are thanking people that are leaving office to thank Mayor Solomon also for his service. He started on the council 2 years after me. Obviously, he's served for almost 3 years now as the mayor. This is my last opportunity to publicly thank him for his years of service to the city of Warwick. And I wish him well in his future endeavors also. Councilman Ricks.
Council President, Councilman Corley, it's been an honor to serve with you both these last 4 years. And likewise to Mayor Solomon, it was an honor to serve with you on the city council, as well as after you were elected mayor. General announcement, I'd like to give a congratulations to a local Dunkin' Donuts that recently reopened in Ward 2. We are back to having 3 Dunkins in Ward 2, and by my count, 19 Dunkins in the city of Warwick. So that recently reopened Dunkin' is the one on the Cranston line on Elmwood Ave. Beyond that, want to make sure to thank the police department and fire department for all of their work making the holidays brighter this holiday for so many here in Warwick, and give a belated Happy Hanukkah and an early Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, and Happy Holidays. Thank you.
Sorry, Councilwoman Travis.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. I also want to thank you for the 22-year service that you have. I know we had some good times, some bad times, but I remember when you first got elected, I was very excited because at that time it was Mayor Chafee, And I told you I was at the bottom of the totem pole. And when you came in, you pushed me up a notch. So that made me feel good, you know, because I know he was disliking you more than he disliked me at the time. But I always respected the fact that you always thought of the budget was a year-round thing. It wasn't just that June or when May, when we were doing budgets, you always talked about every meeting we talked budgets. We made all those cuts we made. Term limits. Term limits was every 2 years. When you always mentioned that also. I respected the hard work you put in with the airport, for the taxpayers, for the schools. I apologize because I did request a proclamation and it's not here to talk about all the good things you have done in the 22 years we served together. And even talked about your football, the tollgate. You know, when you were serving on the football team. But it was a fast 22 years, I think. I don't think people realize how many, when the years go by and you say, wow, they were there so long, they go by fast. And I appreciate all the hard work you did put in for the city of Warwick. I wish you well in your whatever you do from here on. Same thing with Mr. Corley. Rick, it's been an honor working with you also for the 4 years we worked together. I know we had some really good interests on some of the substance abuse issues. We had some good talks. I wish you well in whatever you do. And I probably the only opportunity to say Merry Christmas to everybody. But I also want to thank Jonah just did this weekend our holiday baskets in our toy drive. And I want to thank the Warwick Police Department. And this has been a tough year because a lot of agencies that used to help us couldn't help us this year. But the Warwick Police Department, the Greenwood Community Church, Rhode Island Traffic Tribunal, and Don Rodriguez Karate, they gave us a bunch of stuff. We served over 125 kids, made them a little better, you know, happy Christmas for them. And their families were so grateful. And I want to thank Timmy for bringing up about Representative Joe Sakachi. That was wonderful. So again, Mr. President, I wish you the best.
Thank you. Councilman Lattisaw. You're on mute, Councilman.
So I'll jump in ahead of Councilman Corley, I guess. Councilman Corley, I also want to congratulate you and thank you on your service on the city council. I've always found your ability to analyze the issues and really dig into the substance of things, and particularly the conclusions that you were able to present to us on some of the more difficult issues, particularly issues that we were dealing with several years ago with the school department and other areas, and your abilities to really get into the nuts and bolts of things. And I've always had a strong respect for that and how you came about doing these conclusions. I remember sitting in many zoning board meetings with you, and as a rule, you would make motions, and your motions are always very, very detailed, certainly leaving no questions to the reason for your conclusions. And I know I'm speaking for all of my colleagues when I say we're going to miss that amongst all of your other assets. You're certainly a person of your word. When you give your word, you keep your word. And all the best to you going forward, Councilman Corley. It's been a pleasure serving you.
Thank you. Councilman Corley.
Thank you all for the kind words. When Donna brought up football, I was thinking back to when I played football at Warwick Vets in 1973, and we were the only Warwick Vets football team to win the Class A Lodge Championship during its existence. The year before we had won 3 games, and the next year we flipped our schedule around and won all those games. And it was a ragtag team that overachieved. It was fun. It was fun to be part of, and my teammates gave me the honor of being voted the most valuable player. And I was thinking about that when we were talking about the schools issues and closing of the sports programs, because I am convinced that my experience playing high school football and being a scholar athlete helped, you know, form my entire life. And I was very proud that when we were able, through the cooperation of everybody, I remember Councilman Sinapi coming up with some suggestions to get that settlement between the council and the city straightened out so that the kids could have the full experience of high school. I'm proud of that. That was something that I found to be a rewarding experience. And it just so happened that the high school teams we had at the time had some pretty good success. And in a couple of years afterwards, they've continued that success. And that's something that in this COVID world is sad to see students deprived of those opportunities. One group of people that I ran into being on the council is the people that work at City Hall. The clerks that have worked for us, both of the Lynns, I found to be very devoted public servants, and I would go out of my way to thank them for their service whenever I saw them, because they, you know, when we turn off Zooms, they go back and they have to do a lot more paperwork, and they had to do a lot of things in order to get these binders in front of us. And, you know, maybe another 4 or 6 years that I could learn how to actually navigate my way through the binder in a organized way. But I do appreciate the staff that we have and everything that Joanne has done to make our job easier, because I don't know if the public realizes that, you know, when I got elected, I received a business card that said I was a councilman. Other than that, we each share Joanne as our liaison, but it is all the time that you spend individually in order to become knowledgeable about the issues. And I tried to do that. I tried to find out how, you know, the government actually ran. During the first month I was here, I went down into the basement and I met with Ernie Zielinski, who was in finance at the time, and asked them to start pulling some, you know, show me how you did this finances. And he pulled out a piece of paper and called this a warrant. I looked at it, I said, that's not a warrant, that's a bill. He said, well, and you know, in our terminology, it's a warrant. I said, warrants in my line of work means handcuffs. So then he asked, you know, I went and I checked through it, and I asked him to pull a few. I wanted to see what they looked like and compare them. And he said he was doing what I asked. And then I looked, I said, you looked perplexed or something. I said, no. He said, it's not that. It's just that I have never, ever been asked for this information before by anyone on the city council in any of the places I've ever worked. He said, this is a good thing. And I did actually find an anomaly between two of the ones. And I said, you got to check into this. There's something wrong here. He said, it looks like we didn't pay something and we got credit for it. I said, even though I don't think the vendor needs the money, I think you should do the right thing. And he did call me back and explain what had happened. But it has been a, an up and down experience. I have a newfound awareness of the personal time that anyone who steps up to run for office spends. I've been around it for a while, but to actually have it control my life and know that it's taken time away from some family events, you know, it's part of public service. I'm older now. My kids are adults. I have the grandchildren now. And it is, it is for them that I try to do positive things. And I think every time we had an argument or a discussion on the city council, it wasn't because of anyone having a bias against something. It was because the individual councilwoman was trying to make that piece of city work, whether it was a bill or a contract or a sports field, school, just a better piece of government that we could provide for our citizens. You know, it was not personalities. And when I disagreed, I had no problem being on the losing end of a vote. One of the persons that I was very pleased to have become friends with, who's not here tonight, but was Joe Gallucci. I love Joe. And Joe always told me, says, you never want to be on the, you know, the losing end of a vote. And I understand there is a, there is a political reason, because you can always bring it back for a revote. But I didn't mind if I was on the minority view of an issue. If that's the way I felt it was, that's the way I was going to vote. And, you know, it was because I thought it was the right thing. And I think that everyone else that was voting because they thought it was the right thing. Sometimes it gets heated. Sometimes people, you know, we're humans, we make mistakes. But I don't ever think that it was because of anyone's personal differences with something that was the way something turned out. You know, it's been a tumultuous 4 years during, I served during the term of the president that I find to be, you know, least of my liking of the ones that I've had since I've been alive. But that is over, and the it was hard serving in Ward 1 when the sewers were being put in, because we're living in a construction zone. And now working in the COVID time is difficult. And I've recently has tested positive, and I've been locked. I've been under isolation for more than a week now. It's not, it's something that is a very difficult problem. Fortunately, I think I'm asymptomatic. I don't feel bad. My son's been dealing with some other things, but that's our business. He's going to be okay. He's a young, strong guy. But it's still something that shakes your confidence in things. You know, when you're facing issues that are totally out of my control, that's not a place where I like to be. No matter how much research I do on that, Ed, I can't control that. And that makes it difficult. But it has been an honor to serve with you, and I hope that the city goes forward and next year is much better than the year of perfect vision, 2020. 2020 certainly may be a good eye prescription, but it certainly has not been the best year to live through. Thank you.
Thank you. If there's nothing else under general communications, we'll move to the acceptance of the minutes from council meeting held on November 4th, 2020. Somebody could make a motion to accept the minutes of the meeting.
Make a motion.
A motion by Councilman Lattisaw, seconded by Councilman Ricks, Councilman Corley. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Next item is the acceptance of the minutes from the meeting of December 7th, 2020. Can I have a motion?
Can I have a motion?
Motion made by Councilwoman Travis, seconded by Councilman Ricks, Councilman Foster, Councilman Lattisaw. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All
those opposed? The ayes have it and it stands passed. We move to public comment rule 41. After the general communications and prior to consent calendar at each council public meeting, there shall be a 15-minute period during which citizens may comment about Warwick City government issues subject to following stipulations. The total period of time for public comment shall be 15 minutes. Comments need to be brief in order to allow as many citizens as possible to participate. The topics for comment shall be issues directly affecting city government. City council members will not respond to questions during the public comment period. The public comment session will terminate at the expiration of 15 minutes. Waiver of this provision is by unanimous consent. Phil, do we have any members of the public?
If anyone would like to speak at this point in time, please raise your hand. If you're on a phone only, it would be *9. If you're using the app, the Zoom app, it would be the raise hand. Mr. President, at this time, we do not have any hands raised.
Okay. Phil, I know that we're going to move on now to announcement of appointments. And I believe that we received an email from the administration today announcing appointments. And I am trying to find, I was at work today and did not have an opportunity to print them off. Councilman McAllister, would you happen to have those, the announcement of appointments?
Yes, we can pull it up here, right here. Hold on one second, please.
Did that come from?
I got it, came this afternoon from the city clerk. She sent it to us at 3:44 to the honorable members of the Warwick City Council from Mayor Joseph J. Solomon, December 21st, 2020, announcement of appointments.
Okay.
I
found them. This is the, thank you for pointing out what time it came in. And these are announcement of appointments. I don't believe, and I checked with Attorney Conley on this, I don't believe that any of these require confirmation. Have you had a chance to look at these, Attorney Conley?
I have not. I did not have an opportunity. All right. I didn't see the email.
It's the reappointment of James Paolucci to the Board of Public Safety with a term to expire on January 1st, 2023. The reappointment of Thomas McGovern to the Board of Public Safety with a term to expire January 1st, 2024. The reappointment of Philip Slocum to the Warwick Planning Board with a term to expire January 31st, 2025. The appointment of Michael Penta to the Warwick Planning Board with a term to expire on January 31st, 2024. Vice Wayne Hemmen, who has resigned his position. As mayor and as a former city council colleague of so many of you over my past two decades of public service, it has been a pleasure working with each and every one of you. I am proud of the many initiatives and policies that we have implemented and appreciate the collaboration we have had over the years. I offer you my heartfelt best wishes for continued success and hope that you and your families have a joyous and memorable holiday season and a new year filled with good health and happiness. Again, this is an announcement of appointment. It does not require a council confirmation. I know that there was some discussion in the appointments committee about positions that do require confirmation, and when those need to go on the docket. So, like I said, I did not have a chance to review this. This came in at 4:15 today, and the council meeting started at 5:00. With that said, I guess that was an amendment to this calendar. Appointments requiring confirmation we'll move to. And the first item is the sewer authority. And then there's several members of the zoning committee. My understanding is, and I'll defer to the chairman of the appointments committee, on this, I don't know that there's any recommendations. My understanding from listening to the meeting is that Rule 32 requires appointments requiring confirmation to be put on at the business meeting, which is the first meeting of the month. Is that what happened in committee, or I defer to the chair of the appointments?
Yes, Mr. President. Yes, Mr. President. That is what happened in committee.
Okay. So I'm going to defer to Attorney Conley at this point. Do these have to be submitted for the first business calendar in January procedurally?
No, Mr. President, those matters are not properly before you this evening, before the council pursuant to Rule 32. So the council should not take any action at this time.
Okay. And so, okay. Very good. All right. So we'll move on to the consent calendar, PCR 12120, resolution relative to bids committee report finance.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Favorable action on PCR 121-20.
Seconded.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister and Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman.
Thank you. First item, 2020-089, favorable HVAC maintenance and repairs, favorable action. 2021-188, pipe fittings and valves, has become PCR 122-20. 2021-189, Neptune Cove water meters, has become 123-20. 2021-198, police breast hat badges, is favorable action. 2021-230, purchase used Ford SUVs, favorable action. 2021-231, auto body repairs, favorable action. 2021-232, automobile repair, favorable action. 2021-233 has become PCR 124-20.
Okay, that's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on the Finance Committee consent calendar that was not already had in the Finance Committee? If not, the items removed, I'm just going to defer to Councilor Walsh. That was consent calendar, bid 20. There was three items, three bids removed.
Yes, Mr. President. As noted by the finance chair, there are five items that remain on the finance committee consent calendar that was moved and seconded, and three items removed. Those bids have all been assigned separate PCR, so we can have a vote first on the consent calendar, which only has bids this evening first.
Okay. So there's no discussion. A yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yeah.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisaw?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes. Consent passes.
It passes. We'll move on to unfinished business since the three items have already been removed and held.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Just for Lynn and the record, the three items removed, the first was bid 2021-188, which has become PCR 122-20 with a recommendation to hold until January 20th.
And the second item?
The second item is bid 2021-189, which has become PCR 123-20 with a recommendation to hold until January 20th.
And the third item?
The third item is bid 2021-233, which has become PCR 124-20 with a recommendation of favorable action and an amendment.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to move that then.
Correct.
Okay. So, Councilman Lattisaur, if you could, I'll ask for the committee report, finance.
Okay, on PCR 122-20, committee recommends holding till January 20th.
And that's bid 2021-188?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, and number two?
Number two was item 2021-189, Neptune cold water meters, has become PCR 123-20, also a recommendation to hold to January 20th.
And the third item?
Third item was item 2021-233, additional vendor OEM parts. The amendment was to eliminate the request, the monetary request of $5,000. The amount would be included in the $75,000 as designated in 2021-108, and it would give the department the authority to purchase these parts from Tasker that they cannot buy from factory auto parts.
Okay, so on PCR 124-20, the recommendation is favorable action with an amendment, and you're right. Now moving it for favorable action, and it's seconded by Councilman McAllister and Councilman Howe. Are you seconding? No. Okay. Councilman Howe. Okay. Do you want to move the amendment, Councilman?
Yes. Move the amendment as stated.
Okay. Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any questions on the amendment? Any questions on the amendment? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinappi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes as to amend.
Okay, Councilman Lattisa, if you could move it as amended.
Move favorable action on PCR 124-20 as amended.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion as amended? If not, the clerk will call the roll. A yes is to approve.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinappi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes as amended.
Okay, it stands passed as amended. We'll move to unfinished business. PCO 1019, an ordinance in regard to water discharge. That's Councilman Lattisa, Councilwoman Travis, Councilman McElroy, Councilman McAllister, and Councilman Sinappi. First passage, it's not drafted. Committee report ordinance.
Held till March 8th.
Next item is PCO 3019, an ordinance involving state law regarding underutilized commercial property. That's Councilman Sinappi. It's first passage. It's not drafted. Committee report, public properties.
Recommend hold to January 20th, 2021.
Held till January 20th. Next item, PCR 196. 19, a resolution to the General Assembly for additional funding for Walk Public Schools. That's my legislation. It's not drafted. That will change over now to Council Councilman-elect Gephardt, and that's committee report intergovernmental.
January 20th, 2021.
Held till January 20. Next item is PCR 2820, resolution supporting codification of the cancer presumption by the General Assembly. That's Councilman Sinapi. It's not drafted. Committee report intergovernmental.
It was withdrawn because Councilman Sinapi said that the General Assembly has already dealt with this issue.
Okay. For action, Councilman Sinapi.
Move the withdrawal.
Seconded by?
Second.
Councilman Ricks, Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on the motion to withdraw? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy? Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to withdraw.
PCR 2820 is withdrawn. Next item on the agenda is PCR 4020, a resolution in regards to amending the city council rules. Councilman Sinapi, that's not drafted. Committee report, intergovernmental.
It was continued to January 6th.
Held till January 6th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 6820, a resolution relative to claims. Mark Kuhl, that's Councilman Sinapi. Committee report, public safety.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Sinapi.
I move favorable action in the amount of $1,262.69.
Seconded.
Councilman Howe. And Councilman Ricks, any discussion on this that we didn't already have in committee? Okay. A yes is to approve the claim of Mark Hool in the amount of $1,262.69, and the clerk will call a roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to approve the claim.
PCR 6820 stands passed. Next item is PCR 9720, resolution regarding ratification of the Cooper Building lease. Councilman Sinapi, committee report, finance.
Hold January 20th.
Held till January 20th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 2820, a resolution supporting codification. Oop, I just read that. Next item is PCR 11020, now 2021-149, health and dental insurance consultant. Committee report, finance.
Committee recommended favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattisa.
Move favorable action on PCR 110-20.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion that we have not had in committee on this? This is to hire a consultant to give the council and the mayor advice on health insurance. If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes.
Okay, PCR 110-2021-149 stands passed. Next item is PCR 11120, now 2021-176, rescue service billing administrator. Committee report, finance.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattisa.
Favorable action on PCR 111-20.
Seconded by Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister. Any discussion on rescue service built the rescue service billing administrator? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Carolla?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes.
Okay, PCR 111-20, now 2021-176 stands pass. We'll move to unanimous consent. Ward 1, anything for unanimous consent? Pass. Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7?
Pass.
Ward 8?
Pass.
And Ward 9 passes. Councilwoman Travis.
If there be no further business of this honorable body, I move to a docket session.
Councilwoman Travis moves to the docket session. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Council stands now in the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket?
No.
Pass. Ward 2.
Two items. The first one, I would suggest the Intergovernmental Committee.
Okay.
It is a resolution entitled A Resolution to Discuss Recommendations of the Chapter 4 Commission, PCR 36-19, relative to Chapter 4 of the Warwick Code of Ordinances entitled Animals and Fowl.
Intergovernmental.
The second that I would suggest to the Ordinance Committee is an ordinance entitled Omnibus Reforms, Updates, and Amendments to Chapter 4 of the Warwick Code of Ordinances entitled Animals and Fowl.
Did you say it was an ordinance?
Ordinance, yes.
Okay, so we'll put that in ordinance. Okay, anything else?
That's
okay. Ward 3, anything to docket?
One item, Mr. President. An ordinance, modernization of public safety equipment.
Modernization of, we'll put that under intergovernmental. Anything else from Ward 3?
No. Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7?
I have one with a co-sponsor of Councilman Sinappi, a resolution from the Warwick City Council to the Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management in support of the City of Warwick's submission to the 2021 Recreational Trail Grant Program.
Intergovernmental. Anything else from Ward 7?
That is it.
Okay. I had two docket memos from Councilwoman Travis.
Okay, Councilwoman Travis. Well, you have two.
Oh, that's right. Oh my God, I have it written down somewhere.
Lynn, could you read those if you
have them? Please.
All right, let me pull them up. Hang on, give me one second.
Sure.
I did bring them with me over here.
Lynn, I have them if you need them.
Yeah, but you don't. Yeah, because I didn't bring them with me over here.
Joanne, could you read them?
Joanne, do you have them?
Okay. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
If you could read the first one.
Yep. It's a resolution in regards to omnibus. Congratulations, condolences.
Okay. We combine that committee, isn't that?
Correct. Community of Fear. Community Sorry. Of fear.
Yeah, community affairs is with
public properties, land public. Use, and community. Yeah.
Okay, we'll put that in public properties.
And we have an omnibus resolution of traffic studies.
That'll go to public safety.
And that's it.
Okay, so 6, 7 already did. 8, Ward 8, anything?
Just one resolution from the Warwick City Council to the Rhode Island Department of Transportation and the Rhode Island Public Transit Authority regarding the proposed bus stop on Greenwich Avenue.
Intergovernmental. Ward 9 passes. Have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and good luck in the new year.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas. Good luck to you.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Merry Christmas, all.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Bye, everyone.